Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is LNP207. What is your motivation for becoming a legal nurse consultant? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. There are four reasons why a lot of legal nurse consultants joined the profession and became entrepreneurs. What drove you to want to start a legal nurse consulting business? What was the reason why you became an entrepreneur? What motivated you to take this step? Only a small percentage of the population are entrepreneurs. It's not an easy choice. Was independence the reason that you became an entrepreneur? Was it the desire to be your own boss, to be in charge of your destiny? When you own your own business, you are no longer dependent on the whims of other people, or the politics of your workplace, or the schedules of others. If you listened to LNP 206 presented by Susan Carleo, you heard her talk about how she got started by reviewing a chart for her hospital's attorney. Her business started slowly and grew. One of the reasons I left my last job in 1987 was the desire to escape the politics of working within a hospital. But wait, as a legal nurse consultant, you are dependent on your clients' whims, the politics of case selection, and the schedules of others. So there must be more. As an entrepreneur, you can set up your business according to your standards, your needs, and your preferences. You have the opportunity to succeed in a field that you love. Another motivating factor could be wealth. Were you motivated to become a legal nurse consultant by the chance to make an income higher than you could earn as an employee? Wealth is a potent motivator. Your income is tapped as an employee. Your income is not tapped if you own your own legal nurse consulting business. Let's say you have a child in college, a retirement fund to build up, and bills to pay. You hear the hourly rates of LNCs and find them appealing. The income I earned from just one of my clients was enough to put my oldest son through an Ivy League college education. You may also be motivated by recognition and fame. Were you motivated by the desire for recognition? You enjoy being rewarded for what you know, for the excellence of your work product, and when you hear about your clients' successes when they use your services. You want to be more than just a nurse in a job. You may have been unappreciated in your previous job. I know I was. Another factor could be contribution. Did you start your business because you wanted to make a contribution? You enjoy using your nursing skills in a different way to make a difference in the life of a plaintiff or a defendant. One of my happiest days took place after my first trial when I learned the nurse I was hired to help defend was found not liable by the jury. I was also happy when my client got a $17 million settlement on a case I helped her with. Your motivation for being in business may change from time to time and assume different levels of importance in your life. The key is to keep focused on why you started your business and how it rewards you. This knowledge helps you through the rough spots that invariably come with being a business owner. Independence, wealth, recognition, and contribution. This list of factors is based on a fascinating book I read called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain: How I Went from Gang Member to Multimillionaire Entrepreneur. Ryan Blair is the author and literally transitioned from being a gang member to a multimillion dollar earner entrepreneur. You should read it. I think it will make you think about why you wanted to enjoy the freedom of being an entrepreneur. Another reason to get the book is to have a path out when you feel discouraged. Few LNCs get a consistent flow of clients right from the start. Many are tempted to give up. If you ever feel like this, consider the value of sunk costs. Are you aware of sunk costs? They are costs that have already been incurred. They consist of money you've spent on marketing, letterhead, advertising, website design, or on legal nurse consulting education. When we spend money for any of these things, we become invested in the outcome. We want the investment to pay off. You cannot escape sunk costs. They are the bedrock of your legal nurse consulting business. They're necessary to build the foundation of your role as an LNC. This investment does not pay off overnight. It may not pay off even in 6 months. The get-rich-quick model works only for a fortunate few who connect with an attorney at the right time. The attorney needs what the LNC has to offer, has the cash flow to pay for it, and appreciates the results. For the rest of us, the creation of a legal nurse consulting business is a slow and often unsteady march towards developing a group of clients. It feels like pushing a ball uphill. And yet that is the method that pays off. A continuous effort to connect with attorneys, discuss the value of using your services, and gain skills in legal nurse consulting. You heard Susan Carleo in the previous podcast talk about the multiple ways she marketed to build her business. And if you haven't listened to that, be sure to check that out. The advice to not quit your day job is rooted in this knowledge that it takes persistence, patience, a thick skin, and determination to build a business. Every no from an attorney brings you closer to the yes that you'll hear from the attorney who needs you. And then your sunk costs will pay off. As president of the Panayer Group, I provide mentoring at LNC Academy. I work with LNCs to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. Do you want to talk to me about mentorship? Complete our application form at this link, http://lnc.tips/mmm. The link again is http://lnc.tips/mmm. And be sure to check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Those are great resources for expanding your LNC skills. My coaching program is available at lncacademy.com to help you get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And you can invest in our monthly webinar program at lnceu.com for 2 webinars each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.